Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! And welcome to it. 6:02 on Wednesday, the 23rd day of 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Dude, Ozzy.
Dude, what is up?
No.
Can I tell you, I was at an event for our show, and one of the girls looked at her phone. She said, oh, Ozzy Osbourne died? And I was like, no, that's a prank. They're being... I couldn't even process the legend passed.
One of those crazy... like, literally, there's only one Ozzy. One of those rare people that you know by one name. Because there's not going to be another one.
Ever. And also, you know, I didn't grow up, like, listening to Ozzy Osbourne. I was part of the generation that watched the reality show years ago. And I thought he was so funny. Their family was so funny. But I was also so excited because he was doing, like, this whole farewell tour. Like, the final goodbye.
Sort of farewell show.
I know. I'm really sad about it, actually.
I'm bummed I didn't watch it. You know what I mean? I just thought, well, what do I need to do?
Yeah.
What do I need to do? Man, could you possibly care less about this?
No, I'm sad for you guys and for his fans. It wasn't my, you know, forte, but just like Michaela with the reality show and obviously a huge, massive impact. Yeah. And it is cool that he did have his final moment. He had to have that final show because not a lot of people get to have that.
I was just reading the look on your face. You were kind of like, man, this ain't my bit.
I feel for you.
This ain't for me.
In support.
Well, it's not. And it's not. Honestly, it's not. You know, there's a certain place. You know, he's the godfather of metal.
Yeah.
For what that's worth. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's just big.
Yeah, and I feel bad for Sharon. Who, I mean, she's known him since she was 18 years old, their whole life together. I was watching some interviews. Obviously, everything like goes viral when something like this happens. And they were really in love. She was like really standing by her man. And it's just weird. It's so weird. It's so sad. 76
she
is young,
too. She put up with a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And she truly was his manager.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And managed him. We have a buddy. I'm kind of telling off-air stories on the air right now. Our buddy Steve Reynolds.
Yeah.
Okay. So apparently Steve got locked up in this thing. He was a morning radio guy in Raleigh, North Carolina, of all places. And it was a long story. Ozzy's actual manager and a guy that managed a lot of rock bands in the 80s, this guy named Doc McGee, had gotten
you
know the name,
yeah
sure, in the industry, yeah, it's a well-known name. And Doc had gotten busted for trying to bring drugs into North Carolina, so they made a deal with the judge to do these charity concert, or he had to do something for charity.
Yeah,
that was the bit. And so they decided to take a bunch of metal acts and go to Russia. And our buddy Steve was a radio guy in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. They sent him along so that he could report back to the judge.
God.
The judge didn't want to go. So here was Doc McGee's idea was we're going to go to Russia. We're going to do something that's never been done before. It's the 80s.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Russia and do a big charity rock concert.
Uh-huh.
The judge goes, I'm not going to Russia. Steve, you want to go?
Oh, my God.
Sure, I'll go. They ask a bunch of media guys to go and see how it went, report back.
Sure.
To make sure the doc, you know, tell us where the money went and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, Sharon spent much of the trip managing Ozzy's. Like they had a bomb threat on the plane.
Oh my God.
And nobody said anything until they took off. Hey, just want to let you know the reason why our charter plane, that should have taken off 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago.
Yeah.
We had a bomb threat. Everything's fine. But apparently that freaked Ozzy out. Everybody else was cool. Everybody, you know, partying, doing what they're going to do.
Yeah.
And then, but apparently Sharon had to calm him. And that happened a number of times
Wow.
on this trip that our friend got to see firsthand.
Well, that's actually so dope. That's so cool that he got to do that. And I feel like Sharon was his rock, his calm, everything.
1 million.
I feel bad. Yeah.
Yeah. I just, you knew it was coming, but not this quick.
Well, and what I didn't see coming that I saw yesterday was that he sort of like has passed the baton to Youngblood, and Youngblood's been like doing all of his songs. He sort of is like made friends with Sharon Osbourne and that whole crew. And so whatever conversations they've had, Youngblood was like super inspired and loved Ozzy Osbourne. So I don't know. Hopefully the music will live on in a new generation. But
no pressure.
I know.
Hey, really quick. You know how they always say celebrity deaths come in threes?
Yeah.
How many times do you think that's happened since 1990?
Oh, every time.
Right. How many times is every time? That's really funny. The joke answer in my head was... How many times is every time?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Don't they all come in threes? Don't they really all come in threes?
Yes.
Doesn't happen nearly as often as you think.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you the story in just a minute. This is Raven Lane. The song is called Love Me Not.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Brought to you by Northwest Career College. Registering. All they wanted me to say, Michaela, was that they're registering now for the fall.
Cool.
Okay, that's it. And I was like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
But then I heard advertising works, kids. I heard on 98.5 KLUC in a commercial.
Uh-huh.
That they're giving away a $10,000 scholarship. And I went, what?
Yeah, dude.
The people must know.
Yes.
Find out more about this $10,000 scholarship and get yourself registered just in general. Go to nccvibe.com.
Boom, baby.
That one's on me. That one's free on me.
Perfect.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is this just weird? Is it... a power move? Because some people say this is the key to getting what you want. Or is it a shade? Narcissistic's not the word that I'm looking for, but is it self-important? There we go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can do this. I don't think I can do this. I don't think Adrian can do this.
What?
I saw it on TikTok, but I know people who do this. There's this woman that when she calls a place and they pick up, like if she wants a reservation or if she wants to make a hair appointment or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
Let's use the name Sharon. Okay.
Okay.
They'll pick up. Hi, blah, blah, blah. Nah, nah, nah. How can I help you? Hi, this is Sharon. I was wondering if you have a reservation for two available at 6. Or, hi, this is Sharon. I was wondering if I could make it. They don't know who Sharon is.
Okay.
I mean, maybe.
Sure.
But in general, she'll just call places. She'll call places that they don't know. For example, the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Sharon. I was wondering if you could, the idea being that, A, they wonder, who the hell is Sharon? Like, you know what I mean? Like, is this somebody I should know?
Yeah.
Is this somebody important that I should know? And B, you're instinctively as a human being, because they've now humanized themselves. So instead of just being another a-hole that's calling, oh, great. You know, oh, you want me to try
for
and get four in it. You know what I mean? Because some people are cranky at their job. That they've now humanized themselves.
Uh-huh.
And so it's harder to tell them no. Because, you know, if you're just telling this some lady on the other end of the line, that's one thing.
But not Sharon.
Well, you're not going to tell. Are you going to tell Sharon no?
Dude, this is so funny because as you're telling me this story, I called my nail place yesterday and I was like, hey, it's Michaela. Do you guys have do you happen to have an appointment at 2 o'clock for Phil? I don't know if that's self-important or
no,
I assume they knew me.
Totally different to
okay,
me.
Okay.
Totally different to
okay.
me because of the, you know, yeah, I'll go ahead. We'll close the loop
okay,
on this part.
Okay.
Totally different because that's your nail place.
Right.
And they know you and how many Michaelas
okay,
do
so
they
okay, so it's
have.
Okay if it's so like somewhere you frequent a lot, normal. This is like a first-time caller.
Still a bit of a flex.
Look,
still a bit of a flex.
Yeah, but also, I was like, But do you know who I am?
Right. I'm trying to think.
Please give me the appointment.
Yeah, I may or may not.
Like, if you think about it now, I'm like, God, have I done that? Like, not even trying to be annoying, just like, hey. Yeah.
And I'm usually a guy with people that I do business with that they kind of like to see me coming. You know what I mean? They don't.
Yeah.
Hey, it's our buddy. We're like, we're all friends.
Uh-huh.
I like to be friends with the people I do business with.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll come. I called yesterday to make an appointment. Hi, blah, 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 this is Connie. I know Connie. Hey, it's Chet. What's going on?
Uh-huh.
Is he in? Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Because I got to get past the gatekeeper.
Yeah, right.
Oh, hey, Chet.
Yeah.
I don't know. 702-364-9898. Okay. Naked Gun screening. 4 tickets for that. Free yourself up on Monday night. Go see Naked Gun before anybody else. 702-364-9898. We got to hurry.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
this on 98.5 KLUC.
First pick brought to you by Northwest Career College, registering now for the fall and giving away a $10,000 scholarship. Good Lord. Find out more at nccvibe.com. Adrian, who's on the phone, please?
That'll be Brianna Servanac from Old Hendo.
Thank goodness. Hi, Brianna. Oh, wait. I should turn this up so we can hear you. Hi, Brianna.
Yeah. Hi.
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 Okay, is this weird? Is this weird, this lady on TikTok? But I've got other friends to do it. Hi, this is, we'll just say, hi, this is Sharon, whatever her name is. I was wondering if you had a reservation for 2 available at 6. She thinks it's a bit of a power move, and it's a, and she thinks that it's harder for them to tell her no, right? You know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it also seems like it might be a little weird and a little self-important. What do you think?
I do it just because I'm a teacher. And so usually when I meet someone for the first time, I said, hi, my name is Miss Brianna or Brianna. So I'm used, whenever I call or something, I always introduce myself first.
Oh, just like out of habit.
Yeah, it's just out of habit for what I do for a living. So, because right when they walk in the door, if they call, I'm saying, hi, this is Brianna, you know, for calling Brianna at such and such, wherever I work. So I'm just used to doing it.
Yeah.
I'm willing to go either way on this. You know what I mean? I'm, well, okay, whatever. Well, it all makes sense to me that it's weird, kind of. But I also get the, if I introduce myself.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a power move. It's a bit of a flex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I also understand the, like, humanizing.
Bingo.
In every way. Like, that's where it tracks for
it's
me.
It's also, I'm very,
like,
friendly.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, hey, this is Miss Brianna. Like, can I get my highlights done, please?
Personal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brianna, have fun at the Naked Gun screening.
Thank you so much.
It's Monday. We'll tell you where it is off the air.
All righty.
Secret.
Hang on 1 second. You were gonna make another point with it. Oh, if it's a place that you frequent, that to me that's different.
Uh huh.
Because like, oh hey, it's me.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Hey guys.
But if it's not a place you frequent.
If it's not a place I frequent, I'm trying to think now. I don't. Like, I'll just be like, hey, can I have an appointment for for example, I made an appointment for a scalp wash. So, God, why is that my stupid example?
I don't ever want to hear about you not having enough money ever again.
I have 800 jobs and no kids. I'm going for a scalp wash.
I'll give you a scalp wash.
I know. But I did. I was like, hey, I saw your scalp wash. It sounds so dumb. Can I make an appointment? But I did not say my name until they asked. So I didn't open it at any point with that.
Also, I got to be, can I just lay this open bare? You're just famous enough. You know, I've done radio in this town 25 years. There's not a lot of Chets. If I do it, it looks like I'm trying to, don't you know who I am?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Especially, boy, and especially if you go first and last name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like first and last would be.
But you're just famous enough that can get taken poorly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That it could be a good thing. Could also be like, who the hell does she think she is?
Like, hey, it's Michaela. They're like, click.
well, just like, yeah, so.
Yeah, big whoop.
Yeah, like big whoop.
There's a waiting list.
No, but
and
that's
I'm like, please.
Right.
I need my scalp wash, please.
But if it's a place that you know, but again, if it's a place that you know, then absolutely. And by the way, hopefully they do love you and they do think you're famous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they do like you and they want to have you there. And yeah, and they might bump somebody so you can get your freaking scalp wash at 12:30 instead of having to wait until 4 o'clock.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want. 98.5
KLUC.
You know what? Let's mess around a minute for some good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Thank you to our buddies at Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. CNN Travel just did a feature on a couple named Vicky Moretz and Graham Kidner. Recently celebrated their 40th anniversary. They met on an airplane in 1982. She got the very last seat on the plane. He happened to be sitting next to her.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Somebody shot their shot, and they've been together ever since.
Ah, kismet.
There's a term you don't hear very often.
Yeah?
We got to bring that back. Kismet.
I know. I heard it a couple months ago, and I was like...
Make a note of it. Okay. Mental note. We'll use that. We'll use that more often. Kismet.
Kismet.
And then when you hear somebody else say kismet, we'll all know that we're part of the same club.
Yeah, class.
It'll be fun. Now, I'm Gen X, right? So a fair part of my childhood, I spent... making sure that I did not die from falling in quicksand. Because it seemed to be...
Right? Yeah.
Seemed to be in every TV show. It was enough. It was in enough TV shows and movies that you really thought quicksand was an actual
100%.
Danger. 100%. Like, it was possible. Like, if you were out in the woods or something, or maybe if that puddle was just a little too deep, don't step in it. It could be quicksand.
Mm-hmm.
Firefighters in England saved 4 cows that got stuck in quicksand on Monday.
See, it's real.
Actual, honest to God, quicksand. They were buried up to their necks.
Dang.
All 4 cows are okay. Then the fire department had to go and ruin it by sharing photos on social media and calling it very moving.
Oh, God.
So, you know, thanks. Nice work, boys.
Thanks,
but
guys.
F you.
Yeah,
all the same.
On the nose.
All the same. Just, you know. Thumbs up, butt thumbs down.
Uh-huh. Loki, I love that you thought quicksand was terrifying because I did too. That
oh,
and
God,
lava.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was a generational thing, but.
Adrian, quicksand?
Yeah.
Is that a concern for you?
Yes. That's a concern.
Okay.
Any dirt. It could be in a park. I'm
any dirt,
going down.
Any dirt could be quicksand?
Yeah. Any, yes. Terrified my whole life.
Huh. And then there's this. We could never do this here. It wouldn't last. An electrical engineer out in the sticks in Vermont, which basically isn't it all sticks? I've never been, but
yeah.
I'm just, in my mind, it's all sticks.
I could agree with that.
But this guy is helping out the community by fixing up old payphones and installing them in spots where there's no cell service. Right?
Okay. Not a bad idea.
He picks them up online for just a few $100, right? Because what are you going to do with the payphone?
True.
He adds some gadget to them that will connect them to the internet and then puts them outside of businesses where, you know, where there's, again, where there's no cell service.
Listen, that's a good idea.
Since they're online, you don't need a quarter. Calls are all free. The one that apparently is getting the most use is outside a library. He says the kids use it to call their parents for rides.
I love it.
Each phone costs about $10 a month and admin fees. He pays for it all. And he's also the operator. Okay, for those of you, for some people, you're like, wait, you know, for the young ones, for Gen Z, you're like, what's an operator?
Uh-huh.
Well, kids, back in the day, you used to be able to hit 0 and somebody would help you complete call and do it.
Yes.
So, you know what an operator is,
I wasn't,
right?
No, I didn't. When you said it, I was like, would they do again? 100%. Oh my God, they used to harass them.
Uh-huh. Sorry, I'm so ancient.
No, you're not. I used to harass them just wanting to talk to the operator. Mm-hmm. Makes sense now.
I love you and hate you at the same time. Sometimes.
I know. Listen.
Kind of like the guy, kind of like the firefighters who said it was a moving story with the cows in the quicksand. It's just like, good for you, boys, but why do you got to ruin it?
Yeah.
Like you're super great. And then you're like, yeah, I spent my childhood harassing operators.
Yeah. Yeah, me and my other fifth grade friends.
It's fine. There were plenty of people. Operator, do you have any idea what an operator is?
I assume I know what it is. Wow. And honestly, as you say that, I'm just glad that it's like a human being. You didn't just like program AI to do it. Gotta keep hitting zero. I know zero very well, calling customer service.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. When you get the automated system,
representative.
Oh, God.
Like, human being, please.
You would never say representative any other time in your life, but when you want to talk to a real person, you think that that's the key by being official.
Yeah.
In this case, if you hit zero on the payphone in rural Vermont that's now connected to the internet that this guy hooked up, if you hit zero, it goes to his phone. So he's the operator.
I love it.
And he'll help connect you.
What a guy.
Man, some of you are shaking your heads right now. Just let it go. Enjoy your day. Mm-hmm. Remember, always remember, these are the good feeling stories of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
For some of you, this is the damn I'm old feeling stories of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I just saw you with me out there.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Look at this, 7:07 on Wednesday, the 23rd day of July, 2025. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. This is the Chet Buchanan Show. What do you think is America's favorite city?
Oh, I don't know. New York City?
No. No, cities that people like. I wouldn't go to, you couldn't pay me to go to New York right now. I mean, I might.
Maybe not right now.
I might do a drop in. I might do a flight because I still haven't been to the 9/11 memorial.
Yeah.
And I'd go hit that.
Oh, it's spooky, but it's great.
Right. Yeah. I believe that. I might make a run out to the Statue of Liberty again. But other than that, I don't know. Mm-hmm. If somebody gave me free tickets, I'd go to a Yankee game.
Yeah.
Or Mets game or something like that.
Honestly, I have no idea.
No? You'll hate yourself.
I know.
Just pick one. Oh, besides New York, pick one. What do you think America's
Honestly, I would have went with New York City. I would have went with New York City, too.
Not even in the top 10.
Fantastic. Great.
By the way, neither is Las Vegas.
Really?
Yeah, we used to be.
Not even in the top 10?
Ew, we used to be. They don't like us so much anymore. You know why?
Resort fees.
Like a lot of things. Yep. Like a lot of things. Corporations have ruined stuff.
Yeah.
Nashville?
Oh.
Bingo.
Yes. Bingo. Good one.
Adrian Hernandez, ladies and gentlemen.
Dude, that was good. Yeah, I believe
Nashville,
it.
Nashville, Tennessee. Yeah, and I love Nashville. Nashville's fun. Have you been?
Yeah, I have been quite a few times.
I have not. I kind of want to start beef with them.
It's why?
Because they're stealing our lane.
In a number of ways.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, they've kind of been doing that for a while.
Yeah.
And on it, but here's what's fun is we're kind of taking, you know, with Old Red and Aldean's and some of the other spots, we're kind of taking a little of theirs as well.
Yeah, Zach Brown Band coming for you.
Okay. Nashville in a three-way tie between San Diego. Mm. So it's a four-way tie. Mm-hmm. I guess. Oh, no. Nashville number one. Three-way tie for second. San Diego, Colorado Springs, and Virginia Beach. I gave my godson a lot of crap. He was in the Navy and then ended up in Virginia Beach. And I was like, let's get you out of there. And he was like, no, it's great.
No way.
Yeah, Raleigh and Virginia Beach and that whole area. He was like, no, it's awesome. It's cheap. It's by the water.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
Oh, that makes sense.
You got four seasons, but none of them are too hardcore. You got hurricanes every once in a while, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's kind of what he said. Was like, yeah, it's fine. Charlotte, North Carolina, 5. Denver, 6.
Oh, yeah.
Raleigh, the aforementioned Raleigh, North Carolina, 7. San Antonio, number 8. At the bottom, Detroit. Okay. Detroit's better than what it gets credit for. Oakland, okay. Bakersfield, fine.
Oh, wow.
Fine. It's also, they wanted to mention in this thing, too. Raleigh, if you talk to people who've actually been So you can only vote for cities you've been to, right?
Yeah.
That Raleigh beats out Nashville, and Raleigh, North Carolina is number one.
You know what's so funny? A girlfriend of mine left LA, and her and her partner bought a house in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I was like, why? And she's like, Michaela, everything you said. She was like, we have a beautiful house. It's easy living.
Yep.
It's nice. We love it. So it makes sense to me.
Big enough to be big enough, not so big that it's a pain in the, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Easy living. People want to just be able to afford a life. Yeah. Hello.
Well, and that's why you see people, why are they all moving out here? You know, that I was out in the Chicago suburbs, 35, 40 minutes out. And they're selling off farmland, which hurts my heart.
Yeah.
They're selling off farmland, but they're putting up these really nice houses. And, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
But then the funny part is, then the people come out from the city. This happens in my little, you know, when I talk about the farm up in Seattle.
Yeah.
This happens in my little city, in my little town too, which has just been overrun with tech people. You know, $1 million townhomes that aren't worth $1 million. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But then they're like, how come there's not more bus service? Well, because you moved to the country.
Yeah,
you want bus service, stay in the city, right? Come on, apparently the big outside of Chicago, they're complaining on these country roads, and it's literally, I'm not kidding you, they're digging up cornfields to put in housing developments, and there's country roads that connect to these housing developments, and people are complaining because there aren't street lights, and it's like, not stoplights. Streetlights. Uh-huh. I can't see the road. Turn your lights on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, how come there's not streetlights? It's like, because you're in the country.
Mm-hmm. Just, yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm a city girl for life, though. I have to have a streetlight or I get scared.
Right. So then stay where you're comfortable.
Yeah.
I can't afford it. Well, all right. You know what I mean? It's just catch 22.
Yeah.
Aye. All right, you hear the music. It's time for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, 702-364-9898. Juan Mercado of Centennial Hills, brand new champion yesterday. I'm interested to see how he does today.
Yeah.
I think Juan's one of those guys that now that he's a little more comfortable with it, that I think he's going to be a handful.
I think, yeah, he did good yesterday. Mm-hmm. And it's not often we get guys call in and win. So I'm rooting for him.
True.
Low-key.
True. Mm-hmm. To entice you to call at 702-364-9898 and be calling number 25 right now. Monster Jam Freestyle Mania. Thomas & Mack Center. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday. Courtesy of our buddies at Felt Entertainment. You want those tickets for free? 702-364-9898. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown right now.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Helps if you turn these on. Yeah, let's get it. It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Sorry, I'm totally distracted.
We have
cameras in here, and we can see each other on the screens and stuff like that. And I don't know why, because I can see you guys with my own two eyes. But I have the screen up for StreamYard. I'm hoping something really exciting happens today so that Adrian will cut it up and make a video out of it. Because this shirt that I'm wearing...
Oh, yeah.
It's fine in person, right?
Yeah, I liked it when you came in.
Is it? Yeah, you'd say, were you lying or were you just being nice because I gave you red vines?
No, I liked it. I think you look. It's a nice button up with a collar.
Yeah, yeah. Short sleeve, summer. Yeah, look good with these pants, I thought.
Beautiful.
Got it for cheap.
Love it even more.
$17 Costco.
Amen.
Man, on the video, doesn't it just look god awful? What the hell am I wearing?
No.
No, really?
Well, you look like nice.
A cute checkerboard.
Okay, again, are you just being... See... I don't think you're not helping
I'm my kidding. Confidence. I'm kidding.
Are you? You shouldn't be, because I think this thing looks like hell.
No.
Looks like death warmed over. I hate it.
Okay, turn your camera off. You're getting in your own head.
So now you want me to make a clip of this and put it online, and the internet's always nice to everybody.
Everyone be nice to Chet. If you post this, everyone be nice to Chet and his shirt.
No,
okay?
They won't be.
It's hard to wear patterns on camera, and I think you're doing a nice job.
They shouldn't be nice.
Don't drag them for self.
All of my greatest fears are encapsulated in this one shirt now, which I felt great about until now. Great about. In fact, when I grabbed it while we were on vacation. My wife and I have this strange fixation. Ever since we went to Hawaii earlier this year.
Yeah.
And we went to the Costco on, because we love Costco.
Yeah.
So we went to the Costco on Kauai, right? And so now we're in freaking Joliet, Illinois. We're like, hey, there's a Costco. And we literally made time to go see if the Costco was any different in Joliet, Illinois, because the one in Kauai was. And in certain parts, you know, if you go from one part of town to the other here, they're different.
Yeah.
In another city.
Well, it's true. Yeah. I went to the McDonald's in Toronto. They had a whole different menu.
Pow,
so I'm like, wait
dude,
a minute. What if
Canadian
I go
McDonald's, totally different. You're
yeah,
right.
So I get it.
And so I saw this shirt in Illinois. I saw this shirt. Mm-hmm. Michaela's arms are folded. And she's like, could we please get on with the game?
No, hold on. I think
no, I'm
going
to take a few moments for Costco tours.
I know you're listening. I know you're listening.
This is a content play right now.
I know
now.
You're listening.
Yeah,
okay.
My wife needs to start a show and start visiting all the Costcos around the world.
Put it online.
Doing reviews.
Wear the outfits.
There you go. There's the podcast.
The Costco couple. There it is.
Oh, the Costco couple. That's the name.
How
you're
much
welcome.
Are you charging me for this?
10%.
Yeah, I was going to say,
about
save that. This
we'll
tape.
About the ads.
Save this tape. Mm-hmm. We won't go to court over it. We'll settle. You and I will settle it. We'll settle it like men. Like gentlemen.
Like gentlemen in printed
shirts.
We'll
settle it like gentlemen. I got this shirt and I took it over. I showed my wife. She goes, oh, it's great. Threw it in the cart and I wore it today. I felt good about it until I just saw myself in the thing.
Yeah. All right.
Well, in the comments, let us know how you feel. Instagram, folks. There we go.
That's okay.
There's the
clip.
Our champion is Juan Mercado from Centennial Hills. How's your shirt today? Good?
It's real good.
Yeah, man. I'm sure it is.
not a Costco shirt, but, you know, it's cool.
Well, you ain't living.
Yeah,
you paid too much. You paid too much, dog.
Too much.
Costco shirt or nothing, baby.
The sponsorship play. I see you. Trying to go along with the new story.
They don't advertise. I know. You know what?
Not
I'd love
they
to tell
you.
I'd love to tell you. Right. Maybe they'll realize they're missing out.
Yeah.
You know, again, I appreciate you. Who's our challenger today?
It's going to be Michelle Abada representing North Las Vegas.
Oh, boy. Do people get that confused every once in a while, Michelle?
All the time. It's Abada, Abad.
Oh. Well, oh, no. But so it is Abada, right?
It's Abada. Yep.
Well, okay,
you got it right.
But how many people how many times do when you go, hi, this is Michelle Abada, and they go, wait, did you just say Michelle Obama? Do they? They don't do that?
I've heard that once or twice.
I would imagine so. I don't know if you know how to play the game or not, but buzz in with your name. Don't answer until we call on you, because you may think that you got in first, but I got to tell you, Juan's quick.
Mm-hmm.
Juan's quick,
oh,
and he's
so
sneaky.
Good.
He's sneaky. So don't blurt out answers, because you might be helping him. And first 1-3 wins the game. Your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner. And Juan, why do we call her the commissioner?
Because of her last name, Gordon.
Because her last name is Gordon. The one and only Michaela Gordon.
This singer, best known for her hit song, Say So, has confirmed a new album is finished and on the way. What's this artist's name?
You better get it.
Michelle.
Ooh, Michelle to take the early lead.
I have no idea, but I'm going to say Taylor Swift anyway.
Just, you know what, because you never know.
Yeah.
Is it Taylor Swift?
crap!
It is not.
No.
Juan, do you have an answer?
I don't. Not even yet.
Shut up, dummy.
That would be Doja Cat, would it not?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, look at that. Champion 0, Challenger 0. Stupid radio game show host, 1.
This
with a stupid shirt. Stupid shirt guy, 1.
Yeah. Yeah. Good job, stupid shirt guy.
Thank you.
The legendary entertainer performed in Vegas this weekend, and she totally wiped out on stage. After a smooth recovery, she continued Michelle. Singing.
Michelle, again, to try and take an early lead.
I think I'm wrong, but is it J-Lo?
I wasn't listening closely. Michaela's shaking her head.
Not.
It's not J-Lo. Juan, do you have an answer?
No.
And again, I will push number 46.
Shut up, dummy.
What is it? I don't have an. I wasn't listening to the question.
It is Lady Gaga.
What was the question?
The legendary entertainer performed in Vegas this weekend.
No,
she totally wiped out on stage. After a smooth recovery, she continued singing her hit song, Abracadabra.
I totally would have gotten that, but I was giggling. I was laughing. My favorite part of the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 months was you calling me stupid shirt guy.
I got you.
Dang it, stupid shirt guy would have gone up
too.
Come
on, stupid shirt guy. Listen to the whole question.
Stupid shirt guy needs to pull it together. All right, stupid shirt guy has one. Nobody else has nothing.
This entertainer is swearing off marriage after getting divorced 4 times and just wants to focus on performing and the kids she had with her first ex, Mark Anthony. What's her name?
Michelle got in first.
J-Lo, for sure.
J-Lo, isn't it? Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Michelle's got one. Stupid shirt guy won. The champion, Zippo.
This country singer, who will be playing here in December at her sold-out shows, has warned that although she is writing a musical, it is not a sing-along for the people in the audience because she worked 9 to 5 on this script.
Oh, there's
Michelle.
Michelle, take a commanding lead.
Is it Dolly Parton?
Is it Dolly Parton? Yes, it's Dolly Parton. Michelle, I love that. God bless you, Dolly, for saying that. She's like, pay attention,
yeah,
people.
She's like, don't do it, you guys.
Yeah, don't do it.
Love ya.
Michelle's got 2. Stupid shirt guy's got 1. Juan's trying real hard, but he ain't on the board yet.
This rock star, known for songs like Changes or for our generation, his time on his reality show with his family, has sadly passed away.
Michelle
for the win!
Ozzy freaking Osbourne!
Freaking Osbourne! Have a brand new champion! Game
Let's
over!
Let's go!
Wow, nice job, Michelle!
Good job, girl!
Awesome!
Well, sorry, Juan.
Juan was swinging at it so hard and just couldn't get there in time.
Mm-hmm.
You're the best brother, though. We know you'll call in soon, so we'll look forward to talking to you again.
Yeah, definitely will. Definitely will.
Thank we'll see you soon. Have a great day. Enjoy your good shirt. Bye, Juan. Michelle, congratulations, our brand new champion. 2 tickets to Monster.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 2 tickets to Monster Jam Freestyle Mania at the Thomas & Mack Center, not this Saturday, but next, courtesy of Feld Entertainment. Tomorrow, do you want to play for John Wick Experience, Naked Gun, a screening, 4 tickets to that, or 2 tickets to the Brotherly Love podcast?
Let's do Naked Gun. I like Naked Gun.
Yeah. So tomorrow we'll play for the Naked Gun screening tickets with our brand new champion, Michelle Abada of North Las Vegas on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
A quick 177-second survey at 702-364-9898. I got to be honest with you, Adrian. I saw this name pop up on the... on the caller ID, I was like, please be 25. And I was watching you. I was watching you answer them. And I was like, come on. Come on.
And there she is.
Yes. Woo. Who's on the phone, please?
That'll be Symphony Hill from the East Side.
The greatest. The greatest. Why did your parents name you Symphony?
Because they really like music. So
good.
I love it.
Yeah.
So good.
Mm-hmm. I don't even think I've met a symphony. I've met so many people. Never a symphony.
No, never.
Go off, sis.
I love it. Do they try to shorten it? Do your friends shorten it? Or do you get the full-on symphony?
I get Simmy. I get Sims. Like, a lot of my friends call me Sims.
Cute. I like Sims, too. Mm-hmm. No, that's all right, Sims. Let's get at it. Carly in Spring Valley asks, showing up to, she wanted a relationship rehab, I think, was what she was shooting for.
Yeah.
Showing up to a meeting either in person or on Zoom with wet hair, period. Is that unprofessional? She asks. My boyfriend does this all the time. I keep telling him, he's not going to move up by doing that. He says everybody gets it because that particular meeting is the first thing they do on Mondays. What do you guys think? Symphony, will start with you. Wet hair at the first meeting on a Monday morning. Is that unprofessional?
Very unprofessional. Says, no, you have to come to a meeting, like, ready for the day. And, like, having wet hair isn't good. It's like just walking out of the show. It's like waking up late and you're like, oh, last minute, here I am. It's not good.
Well stated, Michaela.
Okay, when I thought we were talking about a woman, I was like, I don't think it's unprofessional because you're maybe air drying your hair. You don't want to hurt it with heat tools. Then when you said man, I was like, oh, that, yeah, just brush your hair, my guy. But then Symphony made a point. It does make you look unprofessional, like you woke up late. So across the board,
all the way
unprofessional.
Around. Yeah, all the way
yeah.
around.
Mm-hmm.
It's too competitive.
Feels like
now.
You woke up late. Yeah, totally.
Adrian.
I disagree.
We
I'm on the
care.
Other side.
We don't care. No, because Adrian sometimes will show up with the wet hair when it, you know, whatever. But we don't care.
But what do you mean by wet hair? Because like to me, it's like, well, what if it's gelled up and glossy?
Right.
Is that not the same thing? Or is that completely different?
No.
Different.
This is you've made some effort, but not a lot. Like you have it, like
your hair's what, like a professional wrestler coming out. So like that. That's
yeah,
that's what
yeah.
Saying?
But it's not a style. It's just wet.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's not the wet look. Not. It's like okay. just wet.
I'm on the other side. I'm with it.
Why?
Sorry.
Why? Okay, and you seem angry about it. Why? I mean, not angry.
No,
I'm overstating.
I'm on the other side, and you guys are over there, and that's okay. I'll be on the island today.
I know, but why? Like, you seem unwilling to listen to reason.
No, I hear what you guys are saying, and I get it, and I heard Symphony, and it, like, hey, you woke up late, so now you're not prepared for the meeting, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, man, if they're focused, I don't care what they look like, if they get the results. That's my viewpoint.
Oh, that's you. Well, but you should be the world's boss, and you will be one day, and we'll all be lucky to work for you.
And then I can come to work.
Yeah,
with
then we'll come
hair.
And work for you. Yep. Yeah, and we can just come to work however we feel.
No
like.
Heat tools required.
No, and I get that viewpoint. If your personal preference, you don't care. I side with Carly that I think impressions are impressions. You know, and if you're trying to move up in the world, Symphony said it right.
I agree with Symphony.
I disagree with Adrian.
It's got spicy. This is a spicy survey. Symphony,
sure.
See what you started?
Sure. That's how it should be.
I'm on your side, Symphony. Good job, babe.
I'm on Symphony's side.
Yeah, don't worry about it, girl.
I want to sit next to Symphony at the Brotherly Love podcast at the Strat Theater. I don't think I'm going, but maybe. It's not my thing.
Yeah. Well, I'd go.
Actually, I'd be interested to go to see how they pull it off. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because
right.
It's like doing, it's like what we did at 702 Day. It's just a live show in front
yeah.
of folks, but they've got it like planned out. You know what I mean? They got bits and stuff that they do. I'm sure of it.
Yeah. Listen, these podcasts going live is such a big thing now. It's like so fun that you can be like immersed in it. And these boys are cuties. That'd be fun.
Yeah. No, I've thought about that we should do it more often. Symphony, if we did another big live show somewhere, would you show up?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I think 702 Day was tough because 702 Day was tough because of the fact that July 4th was on the heels of that.
Yeah.
So it made it weird for some folks. But yeah, I got a feeling. I feel a series coming on.
Nice.
Perhaps. In the meantime, have fun at the Brotherly Love Podcast Live, Strat Theater, Las Vegas, Friday, August 15th. And thank you. Yeah, no, and thank you. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. You were good.
Ladies and gentlemen,
are you with me up there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
8:07 on Wednesday morning, the 23rd day of July 2025.
Mm-hmm.
She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. This is the Chet Buchanan Show. Check out my socials in the stories. I didn't know I needed this. The Ozzy Osbourne thing. For me, I didn't, you know, I'm not a metalhead. I'm not any of those things.
Yeah.
But I love and appreciate Ozzy like I think a lot of us do.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Pretty cool, too, that and it never struck me until this morning. It's another one of those people that you know just by one name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You say Ozzy, everybody knows.
Yeah.
You know, and who else would it be?
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to think of, I mean, you got your Shares and your Madonnas, but that's how they did that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, he's a legend. No matter what age you are, what music you listen to, he's one of those icons that it's devastating he passed and everybody knows him.
What I didn't know I needed today, and I was just kind of scrolling through through social, was I got this, I found this video of these kids playing Crazy Train on classroom instruments, like xylophones, drums and xylophones.
Yeah.
And I saw the first video and I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. So I put that in my stories. I realized that was a rehearsal for these kids in Louisville to play Crazy Train because Ozzy and Sharon were coming to their school. Now, I don't know if it was on the TV. I never watched the TV show. I never saw, I mean, I was aware of it, but
yeah,
just never watched it.
Oh, I loved it.
Oh, sure. No, and a lot of people did.
It was so funny.
But Ozzy and Sharon walk in and these kids are just crushing this thing and they're literally moved. They're just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Just, you know, probably 30, 40 of these elementary school kids, you know, and dun, 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 I, yeah. All the kids, you know, and all the kids. It's great.
That's
great.
Awesome.
Yeah. I told you so again at Chet Buchanan. Will you put it on the KLUC ones?
Absolutely.
Sure. Figured we might.
Mm-hmm.
Relationship rehab. You want to dive into it?
Let's go, baby.
All right, cool. Friday night. This is Aubrey in Centennial Hills. Take. I get. You just got to talk to him. I get it. It's not. That's not what she asked us. She didn't ask. Should I just talk to him?
Yeah.
And she's not asking what to do. She's asking where she's at. Okay.
Okay.
Friday night, my friend with benefits. I didn't even know people still did that. I mean, it certainly makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Good for them.
Friday. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Friday night, my friend with benefits asked me to enter a relationship with him. Instead of answering, I kissed him, and then we proceeded to do what you do with a friend with benefits.
Cool.
Okay. Does this mean I'm now in a relationship with him? I say, so Aubrey's looking for absolution from us.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Aubrey's looking for the exit. I say my lack of an answer means no.
Mm-hmm.
I find this much funnier than you do.
Yeah. Well, to me, it's a clear answer. I'm like, hello. In my head.
That she answered in the affirmative, right?
She answered yes. No, to me, I'm like, no, you're not in a relationship.
Oh.
If you're friends with benefits, but you took it to that step, that doesn't lock you into a relationship.
Okay, but he asked her, are we? She didn't say anything. Just planted one on him and then. So she says, I think my lack of a verbal confirmation is no. My friends think that since I replied with a, let me read this word for word. My friends think that since I replied with a kiss and the other stuff, that I am now his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I find this hilarious. I'm sorry, I do.
No, I'm glad.
I think it's great. I see you're amused, but.
Well, to me, I feel like I have these conversations with my girlfriends all the time from our 20s to 30s. Oh. So it's like not funny. It's just like, yeah, like go girl. Like,
I understand. It's old news.
Free spirited.
And I'm thinking as a guy, you gave me an answer. So I get where he's at.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Chet. I'm perplexed at Michaela.
Really?
And how she's so nonchalant.
No, about like how What her reaction and her saying, like, no, that means that we're not in a relationship.
Yeah, that she's so, with Aubrey.
Is that what it means? Like, when you guys finally, like, are intimate with somebody, does that immediately mean you're in a relationship?
If,
like,
no, if I go, if the next thing that happens when I say, hey, I think we should take things to another level, I think we should be in a relationship, and next thing you know, I'm naked. You know what I mean? That's usually a pretty good sign. Somebody agrees with you.
That's how I take it. Especially, like, even the kiss, it's like, not, as a response to a question like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, just the kiss? Just the kiss?
That, if, well, it was that just and a the, kiss, you know what I'm
right,
saying?
But if it was just a kiss,
would still that still confirm?
Yeah, me
still
too.
Still confirm.
Yeah, me too. But I get that the girl, this is so funny, the difference between guys and girls. And you, and literally, you're like, well, yeah, just...
I also feel like
I've had this conversation so many times.
Yeah, because I feel like guys do it too. Like,
what
guys
are you idiots
have maybe
doing?
Like been intimate, and then the girl's like, "So we're together now," and they're like, "No."
I hear you. I hear that. I understand that.
Right.
And that is, and then that may bring into play.
Yeah.
Which I hate.
Yeah.
And by the way, it sucks on a radio show. You just got to talk to him. Well, that's the baseline. That's where it all starts.
Yeah.
No.
We know.
What we need to do is talk about them. 702-364-9898. John Wick experience. Oh, my. Michaela, yesterday at the Aces game, it's always an amazing thing when people come up to you unsolicited and repeat bits from the show.
Oh, yeah.
That thing you were talking about this morning. Oh, my God, I knew I was going to see you. I was going to call in. If I call in, tell Adrian to put me through. Trust and believe, it ain't that crowded, people. You can get through.
Here, call in.
In fact, call in right now at 702-364-9898 for the John Wick experience at Area 15, courtesy of our friends at Map360. If you've seen the John Wick movies... The John Wick experience, from what I understand, is you go into the Continental, okay? If you watch the movies, you know. Michaela hasn't.
No, I know.
We'll get to that in a minute. And we'll get to that in a minute. So so you go into the Continental, and then I believe you have a John Wick experience in the Continental, where I understand business is not to be conducted, but apparently you do conduct some sort of business. I'm getting the idea. I'm getting the idea. It's escape room with a twist.
Totally.
And I'm all the way in.
Oh, yeah, I love escape
rooms. No, we're totally doing a P1 meetup or something. If we can plan it out by the end of the year is going to be here before we know it.
I know.
Good Lord. Mm-hmm. So 702-364-9898. Caller number 25, you get the tickets. So this is cut and dried for me. Like, we don't need to spin off into a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
He asked her, are we in a relationship? She did not answer verbally. She planted one on him. Tongues were intertwined. And then they were naked and did what they do.
Yes.
Because they are friends with the relationship.
And grown-ups.
They're friends with benefits. And grown-ups.
Yeah.
Aubrey said... mm-hmm. I didn't think it could be funnier. And now it is.
Yeah.
I say my lack of an answer means no, says Aubrey. Her friends... say now that, so yeah, girlfriend or no? 702-364-9898. Now let me tell this story really quick, that it's always great when people, you know, unsolicited, the thing you were talking about this morning, oh, I was gonna call in, but you didn't, you should.
Uh-huh.
And thank you for everybody who's calling now. No less than 4 people wanted a piece of you yesterday. Because how could she not have seen the John Wick movies?
Oh, I know.
Literally.
Listen, people lose their minds on the movies I have not seen. There's so many. John Wick's top of the list. We could go on and on.
I haven't seen it either.
Men and women. Well, okay, well, you guys are coming over. We're making food. And we're going to, because there's 4 of them. We'll spend a lovely afternoon.
Yes.
It's great. Do you like killing?
Yeah, I mean, I don't love killing, but I would watch. I mean, I'm not like, yes, more killing, but I would watch it.
There's plenty of killing.
Yeah.
There's new and creative ways to get somebody to be unlived. I believe is as they call it now.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I love movies like Casino and Goodfellas, so if it's in that lane of killing.
More action. Keanu Reeves is fantastic. You'll never look at Keanu Reeves the same way again.
Okay.
It truly launched. Keanu Reeves was always good. People always liked Keanu Reeves, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But then it put him national treasure status.
Oh, now. I love that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, he's a good dude in real life, so I'd support him.
And just know, though, you being vulnerable enough to go, I have no idea what you're talking about with this John Wick.
Yeah.
I've heard about it. I'm sure it's great. Everybody else seems to like it. People were passionate.
Oh, I love it.
All right. Relationship rehab. Is she in a relationship? Is Aubrey in a relationship? Or is she not? Call us now, please.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
All right. Relationship rehab today. Scott, it feels like it has layers, to be honest with you. It feels like it's got a lot working. Friday night, my friend with benefits asked me to enter into a relationship with him instead of answering, says Aubrey in Centennial Hills. I kissed him, and then we proceeded to do, you know. Does this mean I'm now in a relationship with him? I say, Aubrey continues, I say my lack of an answer means no. Who are we starting with here?
We will start with Alex, line 5.
Alex on 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What up, Alex? So Aubrey says her lack of a verbal answer means no. My friends think, says Aubrey, that since I replied with a kiss and the other stuff, that I'm now his girlfriend. She would like our professional opinion, which also made me laugh. Alex, what say you?
Well, I think that definitely words do mean a lot, but by crossing that line and having those relationships, I feel like there's a little bit more that might be expected. And so I think that maybe just having that conversation and making that line clear would be the most important thing.
By the way, Michaela, girls named Aubrey, hot. Girls named Alex, hot.
Yes.
Every time. Every single time.
Every time.
Every time.
Hot.
Yeah, that's what the boys here think, that while you may not have given a verbal in the affirmative, your actions might lead one to believe that you're in a relationship, mm-hmm. But Michaela, you still say no.
I just feel, look, I haven't been single in 10 years. Like, I don't know how this goes down. But I feel like in the conversations with my girlfriends, with this like free spirit thinking, unless you're like, yeah, dude, I'm down. We're in a relationship. It's not exclusive committed. It's like you're still enjoying each other. We need like a verbal cue.
At the very least, mixed message.
I could give mixed message.
Can I pull
for
you
sure.
Over to that side?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I wouldn't leave thinking like, let's change our Facebook status. Wow. We're in a relationship now.
I would. Again, guys, I think because that's, this is going to say, Alex, are you ready for this one? You ready for a guy to say this? For as much as it seems like that doesn't mean a lot to guys, I think in the situation, if you put it all into context where he has said, hey, what are we? He said something to the effect of, what are we? Or he asked me, would you be in a relationship? I'd like to take this to the next level. Will you be my girlfriend?
Yeah.
You plant one on him and then you do it. Guy, I think that means
Listen,
something to a guy.
You're not, like, I'm right. Not saying this is so crazy he would think that. No. Of course, yes.
No.
But verbal cue. I'm just like a verbal girl. I've had this conversation with girls in the past. I don't even know if we were right or wrong, but they were like, no, well, we didn't say it. So we're not, we're still like
right
doing our thing.
And it's the thing of, well, this is nice. I don't know if I want to do everything else that comes along with it.
Right. Like we were in the moment, this happened, but I don't know if exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Adrian,
Michaela, to your point being verbal, it's like if I don't want to be in something, I will make that clear. You know what I mean? So if it's like if it's no, I'm definitely going to say no because I don't want to be in that situation.
It's not like she went, get out of here and pushed him away.
Right. Totally. But I could see the situation of them being in the moment. They start smooching, then they go for it. But unless you're like, we're exclusive, I feel like I could see both sides, but...
Let's bang through these really quick. Kay. Alex, thank you. Have fun at the John Wick experience. Michaela's missing out. And Adrian, right?
So sad. Thank you so much.
It's weird, right? All right, hang on one second. I want to, because I can answer these in order. Nadia, are they in a relationship or are they not?
I was honestly going back and forth with it, but in my opinion, no, until she's confirmed it. I think when you are having, or if you have a friend with benefits and now you want to take it to the next level, it might destroy the friendship.
Well, it might.
Yeah.
Sure, it might.
Mm-hmm.
Antonio, you ask Aubrey to get in a relationship and she plants one on you and you guys end up, you know. Are you in a relationship?
I'm going to think we're in a relationship then. Because if I asked her and then she plant one on me and then we do.
What we
you
do.
You know what?
Yeah, we will do what we do.
Zoom, boom, boom, zoom. You do, do, do.
I'm going to think we're in a relationship by then.
I just want to listen to Antonio talk.
I know. I like started I just, talking all, like him too. I was starting saying dirty dog.
I think we're in a relationship with Antonio.
I know.
Right now.
I started saying things I never say. You're just right. Was so into whatever he was doing.
Thank you, buddy. Have a great day. That's awesome. Kathy, you're also, yes, they are in a relationship.
Yeah, without a doubt. In his eyes, they're in a relationship. But then, since she didn't physically say it, verbally say it, that leaves her foot out, so she still has that leeway to play around.
Yeah. Oh, no. She's leaving. She's saying, I say my lack of an answer. You're playing semantics right now. You're playing technicalities right now. Mm-hmm. Well, I never actually said it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Smart.
The worst.
Smart.
Maybe.
The worst.
Oh, Adrian's feelings are hurt. Adrian's sensitive.
Will you marry me? And then she kisses you, and then the next morning, so actually, I didn't mean that. Like, it's crazy.
I didn't mean it. They're a little bit. I love when your sensitive side comes out.
I know, but I feel like.
You, me, and Antonio should go away for a weekend.
If I don't want to be with someone, like, whoa, we're only in this for one thing.
You, me, and Antonio need to go to San Diego for a weekend.
I know, look at these guys in touch with their emotions. But I feel like it's happened. Would it matter opposite if a girl was like, I feel like I really want to be with you, and then he laid one on her,
ooh,
and they did
up.
Their thing.
Emmanuel, listen to this, because you're saying not in a relationship, right?
I am, but I'm kind of teeter-tottering back and forth. I do think it's a lot for a guy to open up and express their emotions and feelings to a female. So,
but I feel like...
Emmanuel, listen to Michaela. Say what you just said.
Okay, fair. But if a girl who also is opening up and sharing her emotions said to this guy, I'd like to be exclusive with you, like I'm very into you, and then he laid one on her, they slept together. The next morning he was like, peace out, which happens all the time. And then girls are called like too clingy. Would that be the same situation?
He's the devil. All that that friend
but you know
group,
what I'm saying?
All of those friends that also said, yes, you're in a relationship. But he's the devil, and Aubrey is crying and going, I can't believe he did this to me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
So what's...
I'm going to say we're not in a relationship. We're adults. We can use our big words and put them together. I mean, but in the scheme of, like, emotions and feeling, I mean, we're together. We just did it. Come on now.
Wait, but you're still saying not in a relationship.
I mean, we're not in a relationship, no.
Okay.
The verbals haven't... been exchanged. We haven't confirmed anything, and I do understand if a female does it and a guy lays it on her, how it may look. But in reality, confirmed anything.
I hear you. I hear that. That it's. I don't know that I agree with it. But yeah.
No, Adrian's pissed.
Adrian's mad. The other room. We got to move on. Hang on one second. Thank you, Emmanuel.
Thank you,
Sabrina. I just again, given what Michaela just said, if you flip this, and it's Andrew, not Aubrey. Going, well, I didn't say we were in a relationship. I just, you know, this is what we did. Do you still feel the same way that they are not in a relationship?
No matter which way you flip it, 100% they are not
in the relationship. They've been doing each time they've been doing a friends with benefits thing. So, like, whether or not he asked that, they would have been doing kissing and the other stuff. You know what I mean? So, like, I feel like what Michaela said, you have to give the verbal answer, and without it, it's a no.
Oh, wow.
We're going to be doing that anyway.
Adrian's going to get his heart broken. There's going to be an Aubrey coming along. There's going to be a Sabrina.
Michaela,
there's going to be a Michaela coming along.
Icons.
And they're just going to break his heart.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
A couple of minutes past 9 o'clock on Wednesday, the 23rd day of July, 2025.
Yeah.
She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. This is the Chet Buchanan Show. And thank you so much for being here. So yesterday, and I'm only getting bits and pieces of this story as it comes in. So yesterday, Michaela goes out to the Marsha First School of Nursing.
Yeah.
Now, this is not uncommon. Hey, come and see Michaela. She's going to be at the Marsha First School from 11 to 1.
Yeah.
And it's usually, you know, it's a thing.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Totally.
Yesterday was special.
It was so special. First of all, I'd never been there. I've been talking about them for a year,
Where is it?
It's not in Henderson. It's off Mall. Molly, I think is how you say it. It's, God, I'll give you the address.
M-A-U-L-E.
Yes.
And no, and we always joke because there's so many Hawaiians here that we always said that you pronounce that Maule, which and will send people into a tailspin. Much as on April Fool's Day, 15 years ago, we said, hey, you guys have been screwing this up. It's MacLeod. It's not MacLeod. And people,
oh my God.
And people lost.
That's hilarious.
Their minds. So, yes, but Marsha First School of Nurse.
Yeah. So I went there yesterday. First of all, the girls are all darling. There's a couple men there as well, but the girls were just so cute. They gave us this tour of all the things you can do, and it was great. Already I was having a nice time. We're sitting outside. They had shaved ice, and one of the girls comes up to me and she says, hey, is it okay if I bring this woman over? She wants to talk to you. And I was like, yeah, oh my God, yeah, duh. So this woman named Tessie.
No, please, I'm not speaking to anyone at the moment.
No, please, don't bother me.
Talk to my representative, thank you.
Yeah, I have my shaved ice, I can't talk right now.
Sorry, can't talk shaved ice.
Yeah, sorry guys. So she comes over and she says, I just have to tell you, and this is not like about me, it was a very like heartwarming thing that happened. This woman, Tessie, had been serving tables for about 15 years here in Vegas, and she has a son with special needs. And she was wanting to make a life change. And however it happened, she got into her car. She had said a little prayer prior. And on the commercial was me talking about Marsha First Nursing School. And she said that was the thing that she needed. She started to cry. She drove right there the next day. Oh my God, now I'm going to cry. She enrolled. And she starts nursing school in September.
Come on.
Her son was with her, who also has special needs. And the type of special needs that he has is what my brother was diagnosed with.
Come on.
35 years ago, who's now living such a great, normal, not normal. He's just, he's living a life where he's married, he has kids. Yeah. And so she told me that.
Yes, normal.
Just you.
But with its own twist.
Yeah, with their goals, you know. And so then when she was telling me, I was so like, verklempt is the only word I can think of. Like, I was so like, I didn't understand.
For the record, this is the second one today. Earlier was kismet, now verklempt. Yeah. I'm working with Barbara Streisand, and she's 1,000 years old.
I know, with my long red nails. But she enrolled, and she starts in September.
It's amazing.
And it's just so great that she wants to like,
yeah.
She said she's on a life changing mission for her and her family. This will change so much for them. It'll take her 2 years to finish.
Can I hijack this?
Yeah.
This is what makes me crazy. And I think our own business, I think our own industry has dropped respect for itself. People, don't let people tell you they don't listen to the radio, because they do. And don't let people come and say, oh, this is not cool. Nobody listens to radio anymore. We've allowed that to happen as an industry. We've allowed that to happen. It still works. You should advertise. People listen to this show. Things and great things happen. And that's just, that's way cool. That's very, very cool. And you're right. And how do I say this respectfully? You just happen to be in the right place at the right time. It all worked out. It all worked out the way it was supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really glad you got to experience that.
Yeah, it was wonderful. And she was wonderful.
What was her name?
Tessie.
Go get them, girl.
Yes.
Go get them, Tessie.
Nurse Tessie.
Yeah, dude. Hey, man, that's a win. And just know we never lose sight of what we're doing here. And we love you and appreciate you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show.
3, 2, 1.
Normal people have normal lives. The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
Not much shocks me. We talk about a lot of different things. Not much surprises me, really.
Yeah, true.
You know, but I am surprised. You know how we always have Florida stories?
Yeah.
It's already always weird people doing stuff in Florida.
Yeah, nothing surprises us coming out of Florida.
I am equally surprised on the other end. Or I'm just, yeah, I'm surprised that there aren't more Reno stories. Because listen, we hear that, Reno's not that bad. You're just jealous. Wolfpack, baby.
No, that's not true. I will support you 100%. I had a gig in Reno 2 years ago.
It's different.
It is different.
It's different.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are going to be those who are going to go, well, Sparks isn't Reno. Oh, it's the same as Henderson's, not Las Vegas, but it is. Don't get on me about it. So in Sparks, which is, you know, really it's the Hendertucky. It's the Hendertucky of Hendertucky.
That's so funny.
You know what I mean? It's the Hendertucky of Reno.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is Hendertucky in itself.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Responded to a disturbance, the cops did, at the parking lot of a local Shields, which I can only imagine what a Shields is.
Yeah.
What do you think it is? Do you think it's a bar, a hardware store?
I feel like it's like a local,
or a grocery store.
Like a Buc-ee's or something, you know,
It is a retail company. Fuel your passion with top brands and gear for sports, outdoor adventures. Okay.
Oh, literally never would have thought that.
Sporting goods joint. So the guys out there in the local Shields, apparently the cops showed up because they had heard there was a shirtless man chugging a bottle of Tabasco sauce.
Oy, why?
That's how far you've gotten. So you're out of booze. You know, the fentanyl's not around.
Yeah, let's just get Tabasco.
Chugging Tabasco sauce and challenging people to fight. When the officers arrived, they encountered 48-year-old Michael Smith, who was still shirtless, still had Tabasco sauce, and was carrying a knife in a sheath.
Oh, my God.
According to the Sparks Police Department, when a security guard asked Smith to leave the area, he responded with choice words and pulled out the knife and challenged the guard. No injuries were reported. Police arrested Smith, charged him with assault with a deadly weapon and possession. What? Possession of drug paraphernalia.
No.
The bottle of hot sauce was also confiscated and disposed of.
Wow. I will say, though, a guy shirtless with Tabasco sauce, is it that big of a threat? I could take him.
It's any episode of, I don't know if they still call it Live PD, but trust and believe. Yeah, I'm truly amazed that we don't get more.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More you know, before we go, the U.S. Forest Service created Smokey Bear, which, by the way, it says here Smokey the Bear, which is wrong because you don't say Easter the Bunny.
Oh, true.
Remember that when they changed it? Everybody got all weird about it.
Uh-huh.
They created Smokey Bear in 1944.
That's so weird saying Smokey Bear. I'm sorry. Yeah, because I've always heard Smokey the
Bear. Because we always learn Smokey the Bear, but you don't say Easter the Bunny. Stop it.
Yeah, leave us alone.
Just stop it. You could say the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't say the Smokey Bear. listen, I don't know if it's worth fighting about, but so 1944, they created this thing, whatever you're going to call it, stupid bear with the hat and pants. Pants. Why is a bear wearing pants? Their deal ran out with Disney to use Bambi on forest fire prevention posters. and they felt like they had to do something. So they made the stupid bear with the hat and the pants.
Wow.
And the name that nobody's sure what it is.
Uh-huh.
Ridiculous. During a conversation, the average person's turn to talk lasts only 2 seconds. What?
That's hilarious.
And there's only a gap of 200 milliseconds before the other person talks again. That is true across all cultures and even in sign language conversations. That's just how
That's
just how we work.
Yeah, okay. 2 seconds?
My mind's a bit blown.
Same.
And I'm trying to decide whether I really want to get into a fight about Smokey the Bear versus Smokey Bear.
I'll back you. I'm here for you.
I'm not sure. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go. You can come with me if you want.
Yeah, Chet Buchanan.
Go have a great day. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Adrian.
Yeah, if you want to know what I'm doing, you have to follow me. Instagram, TikTok, at Heavyweight Radio. Not to make it so mysterious, but yeah, Heavyweight Radio, Instagram, TikTok, Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez, available on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts, including that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
At Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H.
I have to go check the calendar. I don't think. Oh, you know what? My wife is going in for a procedure today, so I must be there to take her home. Nothing big. Routine maintenance.
Okay, you know? Good.
As you'll say, it's a thing that, yeah, after a while they have you go in. I'm due for mine next month.
Got it. Okay.
I'll probably go in after the show. Remember Dave and Mahoney? Remember our buddies Dave and Mahoney?
Yeah, we love them.
They're still on. They're just out of Phoenix now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love those guys. I'm in the gown. So it's just you and the gown.
Uh-huh.
You know, and somebody comes in.
Yeah, you're so vulnerable.
And the woman peeks around the corner and she goes, I know who you are. I've seen you on TV because Toy Drive is
short. Yeah, of course.
And I'm thinking, oh, that's great. So I'm sitting there.
Embarrassing.
In my all together with the paper gown. You know, it's not nice. And she goes, I have to ask you a question. And I'm like, yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Do you know Dave and Mahoney?
Oh my God. You're like, get out.
As if this couldn't get any worse. As if it just couldn't get
That's
any
hilarious.
Worse. So my wife gets to do that today and I will sit there patiently.
Good.
And wait to take her home.
Good husband.
And hopefully there'll be some good material while she's on the anesthesia.
Yeah.
That I can put on social.
Please.
Yeah, that'll.
She'll love that.
Oh yeah. So again, follow me at CHETBUCHANAN. Make sure to be a friend to somebody who needs a friend because you never know whose life you might change. Tell somebody you love them that you haven't told in a while because it's always a good thing to do that. Know this, great things are just about to happen. And know this, we love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.